The Magical Falcon 4, The Dragon King's Daughter, by Peter Gotthardt. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. The Falcon and His Friends. Cavallo. At one moment he is a falcon, the next he is a prince. But no matter what, he is always brave and gallant. He is searching for the world where his people belong. Monica. She likes to know everything about others. The things she can't get out of them, she tries to guess. Sigurd. He likes to know all sorts of things. What he does not know already, he finds online or at the library. Sandra. Sandra is Sigurd's baby sister. She wants to be part of everything, but she is better at interfering than at thinking before she acts. Chapter 1. Popcorn, Monica said. Popcorn turned in butter. That can always make me happy if I'm sad. I'll make you some. It's nice of you, Cavallo said, but... He spoke to the empty air. Monica was already on her way to the kitchen. Cavallo sat on the covered porch in front of Monica's house. Sigurd and Sandra were there too. A violent shower had chased them inside. Now the rain poured down on the garden and drummed on the ceiling. Cavallo sighed deeply. I should just give up, he said. I'll never find Sintra anyway. I have visited one world after the other, both alone and together with you. I have been to so many places I don't keep count anymore. But none of them turned out to be Sintra. Sandra looked at him with worry. Does that mean you'll never go back to your own world? She asked. And be with the other wanderers? It doesn't look like it, Cavallo said with another sigh. I thought it would be so easy. As I've told you, us wanderers had to flee from Sintra when the dragons conquered our world. It was before I was born. Some years later, we decided to fight the dragons. A group of brave warriors flew through space towards Sintra. I was too young to join them, but I ran off on my own to follow them. Unfortunately, I got lost. Since then, I have traveled around and tried to find Sintra. But it seems to be impossible. I might as well give up. Nothing is impossible, Sigurd said. Think of it as a scratch card. Maybe you'll win next time. Yes, I once got a scratch card from my mum, Sandra said to Cavallo. And you know what? I won £4. Monica came back with a large bowl of hot popcorn that she had turned in butter. Here you go, Cavallo, she said, and put it on the table. He looked astounded at the glinting yellow things in the bowl. Shouldn't I get a plate? He asked. And a spoon? Sandra giggled. Sigurd looked sternly at her and whispered, Cavallo has probably never had popcorn before. Monica's face turned red. You just do like this, Sigurd said to Cavallo. He took a handful of popcorn and put them in his mouth. Hey, hey, they're for Cavallo, Monica said. Sigurd mumbled with his mouth full. Popcorn tastes.